With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. Fireworks will be lighting the skies this Friday for Independence Day. Those beautiful displays can be expensive, costing communities tens of thousands of dollars. But Aqua businesses and organizations stepped up to cover those costs this year after the town had to make budget cuts. WXPR's Katie Thorson reports.
The town of Minocqua went to voters three times asking to raise the tax levy to help meet the rising costs the town was facing. While they eventually passed a referendum last year, it wasn't enough to fully cover the 2025 budget, so some things were cut, including the cost of the 4th of July fireworks. Minocqua Area Visitors Bureau CEO Crystal Westfall says there was already a contract signed with a company that puts on the firework display, meaning they needed to come up with roughly $25,000.
It took a while for us to get to the funding need that we needed to cover the cost of the fireworks. But we have some really great community supporters that were able to come out this year and be able to help support it for this year. So we're very thankful to them, to say the least.
Local businesses stepped up to help cover those costs, including Lakeland Fitness, Minocqua Lions Club, Minocqua Yacht Club, Gage Marine, and the Minocqua Island Business Association. Westfall says they're working with the community to find a more sustainable solution to future firework displays, and she's confident they'll figure it out.
Our community is amazing, and the philanthropy that resides here, the community spirit that resides here, and that tradition that resides here is still very strong. And so I think we're going to come to a solution moving forward. I got high hopes.
This year's fireworks will go off as usual near Torpy Park once it gets dark out. You can view them from both the land and water.
It's a really unique location. You can be basically all around the island in a boat. You can see the blue water tower. You can see the fireworks. And then we've got folks that sit at Torpy Park or, wherever they're staying downtown. There's a lot of hotels downtown. So folks come out into the parking lot to watch the fireworks display and, go to some local businesses that are open late. So, it's a great part of the 4th of July tradition to continue to have fireworks.
We have a link to the map of best viewing spots at WXPR.org. Just look for this article. Katie Thorson, WXPR News.
Boulder Junction received some special recognition for an innovative winter tourism attraction, the Glide Skating Ribbon at Boulder Junction Winter Park. The town's Parks and Recreation Department has received a First Ascent Award for Innovation in the 2025 Governor's Outdoor Industry Awards. The Glide Skating Ribbon at Boulder Junction was the first recreation facility of its kind in Wisconsin. The effort turned an old railroad grade into an attraction that it drew thousands of visitors. A release from Park Board Chair Laura Birch says the award reflects the leadership of the Park Board members and the dedication of many volunteers who made the skating ribbon a reality. The release says plans are to build upon the success with expanded winter park amenities in coming seasons. For over 50 years, Antigo native D. Wayne Lucas set the standard in horse racing. He died Saturday at his home in Louisville, Kentucky. He was 89. Born and raised on a small farm in Antigo, Wisconsin, Lucas grew up around horses. He first coached high school basketball in his home state, later serving as an assistant at the University of Wisconsin. In 1968, Lucas moved to California and began training quarter horses. Much of what American trainers do today is based on Lucas's playbook. He ran his stable like a corporate CEO, supervising 400 horses from outposts around the country in his heyday. He had the success, too, winning 15 Triple Crown races, including 6 in a row, and 20 Breeders' Cup World Championships. Up until the short time before his death at age 89, Lucas would climb aboard his stable pony and supervise the morning workouts of his horses. The Nonpartisan League of Women Voters is voicing concerns about people losing their health insurance coverage under what's known as the One Big Beautiful Bill Act, now in Congress. More from Crystal Blair.
The league estimates more than 3 million Michiganders would lose health coverage and tens of millions of people in other states. Back in May, the league joined more than 700 groups in a letter urging Congress to reject the legislation. Jackie Coolidge with the league believes Medicaid should be completely protected from the proposed cuts.
We would like to see Medicaid left alone. We would love to see it improved and enhanced, but realistically speaking, Medicaid should not be cut. You've got a lot of vulnerable people who are going to be suffering.
Supporters of the legislation say it would cut taxes, rein in federal spending, and give states more control over Medicaid. Meanwhile, Senate Republicans hit a snag on Thursday as a provision allowing states to tax Medicaid providers was struck down for violating rules that would allow the bill to be passed with a simple majority. The league contends the proposed budget would scale back Medicaid services, tighten eligibility through stricter requirements, and impose work mandates that could disproportionately affect low-income residents. Coolidge explains why her organization is placing particular focus on Michigan.
Michigan, in particular, of course, is a very purple state, almost equal representation on both sides of the aisle, and we've been doing a lot of work with the Michigan congressional delegation.
Thursday's ruling threatens the timeline for a vote on the bill, which Senate Republicans had hoped to hold by the end of this week. President Donald Trump has stated he wants a deal reached by the 4th of July. For the Michigan News Connection, I'm Crystal Blair.
For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.